Sanitation.
Do you suffer from numbness in the hands or feet, tingling or burning sensations? You may be one of 20 million Americans who suffer from peripheral neuropathy. This is Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of the Missouri Pain Treatment Center. Neuropathy is caused by degenerating nerves. The good news is we have developed a non-invasive, gentle treatment to help remove the pressure on these nerves. To qualify for a free consultation, call 1-855-FIX-FEET. That's 1-855-FIX-FEET.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and
there's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
golden showers.
Well, that's disgusting.
So get loose and up.
That is disgusting. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, this will be the last, this stinking lousy month of January. Let's say goodbye to a good riddance,
yeah.
January. This will be the last day that we're together. I'm on assignment tomorrow. Goodbye to this stinking month. Holy cow. We're brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care. Got a really interesting email. I won't share it word for word with you, but I'll give you the gist of it. Somebody who hasn't been to the dentist for quite a while and is finally ready to make the big move. And boy, is she going to be pleasantly surprised. We'll talk about that and more after this. Okay, the control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor on a consistent basis, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months.
That's right.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And I got a great story in the Playhouse from out of Wisconsin and one of their solutions to well below freezing weather and what it does to the roads. And it all has to do with brine, as in salty brine from, what do you think, rat boy?
Cheese.
That's right, cheese brine.
Really?
You're going to love this story. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. There it is, there it is. Email from a female listener who essentially said she's put off going to the dentist for a long, long time, and between now having a dental insurance and having listened long enough to me talk about Ballast Dental Care and being convinced that if she ever finally is going to go back to the dentist, that this is the place she needs to go. And I wrote her back and I said, you're going to thank me for a long time for this. And you, I can tell from the tone of her email, she's petrified. She hasn't been for a while. And she even went on to say, I just know they're going to find this and they're going to find that. And I've neglected it. Don't worry about that. That's their job. And this anxiety and embarrassment, I understand the anxiety, the embarrassment. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Look, every one of us has certain things about our personal lives or our own bodies that we neglect or don't treat right or don't maintain or whatever. You're not the first person who hasn't been to a dentist for years and years and years. But you don't want to be the last one to get in there, and you don't want to keep that cycle going. Now you have insurance and now you can get it taken care of. And I don't know that there's anybody whose hands you would be in that would be better than being in the hands of the folks at Ballast Dental Care. It's not just about the skill level when it comes to dentistry. Yeah, they have that. Of course they have that. But it's their ability to understand what's in your head and to work with you accordingly. You're going to be so glad. And you know who you are, and thank you for the email. Ballast Dental Care, where I have gone for 40 years, soon to be 41. A couple of months, it'll be 41 years. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. And talking about television shows the other day, one of the shows that I don't think I've mentioned, but it's in its, I want to say third season, second or third season, The Following. Have you seen this show with Kevin Bacon?
No, but I've heard about it.
It may only be the second season. It's a network show. It's a mainstream Fox, I think. But, wow, what a show. And it's essentially about a guy who has a cult, and he has people kill people. He's a charismatic. These people live for him. And what I like about it is that crap happens. Look at Jim Jones. Look at some of these evangelists. Look at, there are people who have the ability to just, come on, everybody, we're all going to jump into the ocean and kill ourselves. Come on. And so The Following with Kevin Bacon, I would suggest getting the first season. I don't think this is something you could jump into and pick up on. Now, there's another show that I saw once. My wife and I watched it, and we both agreed we will never watch it again, and there's no way it's going to make it. This Greg Kinnear show, Rake.
No, I haven't heard of it.
No.
Oh, man, it's bad. Let's just say that's bad. Now, there is a guy who I just saw is going to be in yet another TV series after he's had at least two or three fail. He must be on the A-list in Hollywood because they keep, well, let's just put him in this one and see how it works. Christian Slater is in another TV series. Now, he's had a couple that have failed. I mean, they didn't make it past a few episodes. What do you think it is that keeps him in that circle, in that A-list?
I don't
get it. I don't see it.
I've never seen him in anything besides a couple movies. Pump Up the Volume, that was
He's not that great.
No, he was in Broken Arrow, right? With John Travolta?
That sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
You know, he sounds just like Jack Nicholson.
He does.
And you'll hear this when I play you a little bit of an interview that I did with Christian Slater not long ago. And I tried to, you know, soft pedal it. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But I said, Christian, it seems to me like you've had a couple of TV flops, but you still keep hanging in there and you got people pulling for you, giving you new roles. What do you think is the key to your resiliency? Here's what he said.
Well, Frank, I think I'm just a lucky man. That's about it, you know.
See, he sounds just like Jack.
Oh, he does. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Dan, did you notice it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. A lot of coverage of Jay Leno, and you're going to see more. Jay's everywhere. Magazines, interviews, TVs, because what's the date? It's coming up soon. He bails like the 6th or something?
February 6th.
Like a week.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of there. And I like everything I'm reading about him. He just, he's got his head on straight. He never got caught up in the whole Hollywood thing. And if anybody could have, it would have been Jay Leno. I don't know if Dan was around. I've only talked to Jay Leno one time on the phone.
Really?
And it was on Market Street. And I'm going to tell you something. This guy, I had a Harley Davidson, and the station came to me and said, "We got an idea. Let's raffle off your Harley." So I sold the Harley to the station. It was KSDFM. And they showed it down at the auto show. It was a beautiful bike. I tricked it out and chromed it all up. It was turquoise and cream. It was a Heritage Softail. And Jay Leno came on the air with me on the phone one morning to help promote the raffle of this bike. And I was blown away by how he was able to make it sound like he and I were buddies. I don't know Jay Leno. He doesn't know me. But I remember I said, "I have Jay Leno on the phone. Jay, how you doing?" "I'm doing great, Frank. I can't do it. Peon can do it. But Peon can do it." But he proceeded to say,
"Frank, understand, you're wrapping off that Heritage Softail." I said, "Yeah, Jay,
Marge Leno."
Yeah.
He said, I can't believe we're trying to push that piece of crap off on somebody. Is that the one you told me would never start?" I mean, he was doing a bit with me.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious, and when it was over, I just thought, David Letterman would never have done that. Never. Carson would never have done that. It just seems like Leno seems to find time to give to regular people on a regular occurrence, so I like that about
it. One thing I saw, though, that was interesting, he called 60 Minutes to do that interview.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Wow. But see, he's smart that way. He's smart that way. And I wonder how NBC, 60 Minutes is a CBS show. He's on NBC. I wonder how they felt about that. I mean, he's a bit of a you-know-what disturber, too.
Yeah. Well, they don't really have a magazine show like that anymore.
Well, they could have done a Dateline. They could have done a special Dateline with him. They
Keith
could have
Morrison,
done,
maybe?
Yeah, Keith Morris,
so
or whatever his name
Jay,
is.
Who was it Keith that Morrison. On... December 7th, 1994, you were in a closet listening to...
Yeah, and all of a sudden it sounds like a murder documentary. You have the outdoor music ready?
I do.
I'm going to do the outdoor segment right now. And now it's time for the outdoor segment, done the last 3 weeks by a guy named Stephen Reed, and I have to thank Stephen. Stephen gave it a good shot, gave it his best effort. He contacted me, said, "Let me take a run at it." But I have to tell you, folks, the way this works, when anybody wants to try anything and we let them try it, which is not often, when I get literally zero response feedback, we don't keep doing it. And the good news for Stephen, and I told him this, I didn't get one complaint. I didn't get anybody that didn't like him. It just didn't catch fire for some reason. So I'm going to do the outdoor segment, and here's what I'm going to tell you. Sunday night's low is 8 degrees again this coming Sunday, so stay inside. That's the outdoor segment. Brought to you by Pistols Plus.
That's good advice.
It is good advice. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. If Pistols Plus had the money and wanted to go on the Super Bowl, the NFL hypocrites wouldn't let them on because they don't like to run commercials for people being able to defend themselves. They'd rather run alcohol commercials so people can get drunk and kill people. So you won't hear about them there, but you will hear Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples. Pistols Plus.
And Saturday night probably wouldn't be a good night to go out either because they're calling for a wintry mix.
Yeah, that's not good. That mix thing, that's not good. That means they don't know, but it's not going to be good. That,
yeah.
That means. This is not really a surprise to me. Once this whole, Colorado now has recreational marijuana you can buy, and then they've recently been talking again about how President Obama was a pretty big pot smoker. Somebody now has... somebody has written I'll read it to you. They have found President Obama's drug dealer, the guy he got his marijuana from in college. His name is Raymond Boyer. And this is well documented. And even Obama says he had a group and they smoked pot and whatever. And I like the fact, by the way, that he came clean with it. I don't like that Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale, I did it. How ridiculous. I didn't inhale. Come on, man. At least Obama came clean with it. But this was his high school cannabis dealer, Raymond Boyer. Raymond Boyer was killed 7 years after he would procure the pot for President Obama in 1986, and he was killed by his gay lover, Andrew Devere. And Andrew Devere told the police that he just snapped after years of being bullied by Raymond Boyer. Raymond Boyer, again, was the pot dealer, and Andrew said, I couldn't take it anymore. He had bullied me, and what really pushed it over the edge was I got so tired of him constantly passing gas in my face.
Oh. In my face?
Oh, man.
That's not nice.
That would do it. You know, you can do anything else. You can do anything you want to do, but don't step on my blue suede shoes, and don't pass gas in my face.
No.
You almost want to let the guy walk, not even charge him. The guy deserves to be killed and passes gas in your face. This is the story for Rat Boy in Wisconsin. They're using cheese brine. It's like salt water. Wisconsin, as most of you know, is the number one state in the country for cheese production and in the top 10 coldest states in the country. So what they do in Milwaukee is they take 8 gallons of leftover cheese brine. I didn't even know there was any such a thing as cheese brine. For every ton of rock salt, and it makes the rock salt more effective and reduces the temperature at which this stuff will melt ice. So it's more effective in colder weather. So see, sometimes Rat Boy's onto something.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. You were onto something. You didn't even know it. And the cruise business has taken some pretty bad hits this last couple of years. That one that flipped over, and then all that other crap that's happened, the fire on one, and now we've got this 600-700 people that just came off this Explorer of the Seas. And there's an article here where they interviewed one of the women. She says she got on an elevator to go to the infirmary, and when the elevator doors opened, she saw hundreds of people all vomiting into bags, buckets, on the floor, whatever, vomiting everywhere. She said, I have never wanted to go home so badly in my white life, and when I did get home, I have no suntan. And I lost weight and was sick. It was called they think it's the norovirus, whatever that is.
Ugh.
And then Royal Caribbean says they're going to give all the guests 50%, even the ones that didn't get sick, because they had to put up with it and watch other people vomit. They give them 50% back on the cruise and another 50% off a future cruise. That doesn't sound like a very good deal to me. Half off.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good deal. Norovirus. I still get emails from people going, hey, when's your next cruise? It's amazing. We did one cruise.
Yeah.
And we leave you with this story. This is from TLC, the Learning Channel. There's a series called My Strange Addiction. And there's a woman on there who's pregnant and says that she cannot get enough of urine-soaked diapers to chew on. She chews on urine-soaked diapers and says they taste like a sour sweet, and she can't get enough of them. She also eats soiled paper napkins, and the dirtier, the better.
Good grief.
Man.
Pee-soaked diapers to chew on. What's her breath like, I wonder?
Oh.
That's a great show, that My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
The Learning Channel's got some neat stuff. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, Janet's birthday is tomorrow. She sends me an email and says, would you tell this joke on my birthday? And I wrote her back and said, I'm on assignment, but I'll do it the day before. And Janet's a longtime loyal listener. Hello, Janet, out there, wherever you are. I don't know her last name. Janet B, whatever that is. B is the last initial. So this is, and I told this not long ago, but I'm doing it again just because I liked Janet's email and because it's her birthday tomorrow. It's three women. One's a prostitute, one's a mistress, and one's a housewife. And they're talking. They know each other, even though their lives are completely different. And the prostitute starts talking about how it really turns her clients, her Johns, on when she wears all black and leather, you know, black leather pants and a black bustier and black boots and a black mask. She says, man, I wear that stuff. And I got one guy, he gives me like $200-$300 tip every time I wear that stuff. And the mistress says, oh, man, I know what you're talking about. She says, I'm getting it on with this married guy. And when he opens the door and he sees me wearing black thigh-high boots, black bustier, I throw in a black cape and black leather, everything, and a black mask. Whew! The lovemaking lasts for hours. This guy can go the distance. So the housewife is listening. She can't stand it anymore. She goes to an adult bookstore. And it's more than a bookstore. It's one of those adult everything stores. And she buys black bustier, black leather pants, black thigh-high boots, black mask, black cape. And she goes home and puts it on. And she's waiting for her husband to come home. She kind of dims the lights. He opens the door, looks at her, and all this black leather whatever, and goes, "Hey, Batman, what's for dinner?"
Meet me.
All right, let's see how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Just got a reported accident on the ramp from westbound 40 to Highway 141. I believe that's on northbound 141. Now, we do have stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident on southbound 270 from just a little bit south of Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. They had moved that accident off to the right shoulder, so still slow down. They've cleared the accident at 141 and Highway 44, but southbound 141 stacks up at Big Bend. If you're traveling on westbound 40, you're slow from about Van Deventer out through McCausland. Looks like we're heavy from McKnight through Spady. And then a pretty good run after that to the Boone Bridge. But hockey traffic coming in, you're slowing now from Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're slow again from McKnight in through Big Bend. Southbound 55, a couple little slow pockets. Not really that bad. One right around River De Pere and the other one between Revis and Lindbergh. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoyne Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
So what does an RV cost? $100, $200, $500 a month? The answer is any of the above. New, used, folding campers, or travel trailers and motorhomes, with all the comforts of home. If you can't buy now, you can rent a motorhome, travel trailer, or tent trailer. Now's the time to make reservations. Go to BuyerlyRV.com or call 636-938-2018.
For the rest of your life. Family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
There's a great place to bring family and friends in Valley Park. TJ's Wings. Enjoy the game on TVs you can see from anywhere while enjoying great drink prices. TJ's Wings also has amazing specials on the weekends, like prime rib with house-made twice baked potatoes. And you can get anything you want for breakfast at TJ's Wings on the weekend. Brunch is served from 11 till 2 on Saturdays and 10 to 2 on Sundays. TJ's Wings is located at 550 Vance Road in Valley Park, just 5 minutes from 141 and I-44. For more information, go to tjwings.com.
For three generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at kunafoodservice.com.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interest. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call in and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heise Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, James here from Rick's Ace Hardware in Centralia, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at ricksacehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Just can't beat G&W Meats. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Having a party for the big game. Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. You've got to taste the new Chipotle Lanyager Beef Sticks. Stop by the shop or ask for it at your local deli. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Go to gwsausage.com. You can't beat G&W Meat.
It's the 11th annual World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. It's a fundraiser every year for St. Patrick's Center, and you're invited. If you have what it takes to be with the best and the brightest, this trivia night is for you. Kara Henderson-Sneed and Rams GM Les Sneed will host an action-packed event. Free tickets, great prizes, and a chance to be the best trivia team on the planet. Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. To find out more, sportstriviachampionship.org.
Hello.
This is Elmer, who's still chasing a certain rabbit.
That Wesley Wabbit?
He should attend the Missouri Arms Collectors Association 76th Gun Show at the heart of St. Charles on 5th Street, Friday, January 31st through Sunday, February the 2nd, with collectible and modern firearms, displays, knives, military, and antiques. Admission is $7. MACA members are free.
Free?
Yes, free. I mean free. For directions, information, or tables, call 314-651-6025 or go to moarms.com, and you might be able to finally get that Wesley Wabbit.
The Wethic.
Hitting the grocery store before the big game can be a pain. Head to Walgreens instead. They're just around the corner with a great selection of your favorite game day snacks.
Politics, lies, and regrets collide in other desert cities. A sharp and fiercely funny Pulitzer Prize finalist play presented by the Repertory Theater at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts February 12th through March 9th. You can win a pair of tickets to see the show on Valentine's Day, plus a $100 dinner gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park in the DeMunn neighborhood. How? Register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126, and it could be you and a friend on the perfect Valentine's date, including dinner and the theater, from the Big 550 KTRS. TRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Let me go home.
This time of day,
let
you leave him alone. With his bottle of wine and his Hollywood stories. He is Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed on Monday. And I don't blame them. If you see how busy they are the rest of the week and how that place is always packed with people, they need a day off. You'll see what it's all about when you make a reservation, and you need to, at Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Or pick up anything from the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, here's Mike Evans. What are we drinking today? Some drunk, he doesn't even
I never know how to say it. Pinot Noir or some damn
Pinot
thing?
Noir.
Pinot Noir.
There you go.
Pinot Noir.
Shut up, Dan! Go over there and bitch slap you.
No. He's belligerent when he drinks.
Anyway.
Nope.
No. Super Bowl pop quiz question. Television ratings for the last three Super Bowls have been 45.1, 46.3, 47.8. What's the lowest ever Super Bowl television rating? The lowest. 18, a 28, or a 38? This is rating, not share. Before Super Bowl stuff, great news yesterday. Justin Bieber arrested in Toronto on an old arrest warrant for assault. There are some Canadian officials that are threatening to pull his passport, which means he couldn't get back to the United States.
Oh, poor Justin.
How good is that?
Fine, wonderful. Fine.
Super Bowl stuff. This is a stupid idea, the Super Bowl in New York. This thing, people I have on the ground talking to every day, this has turned into a disaster. Luckily, 99.999% of the Super Bowl is all the television event. The money stimulated from the game and commercials and people, the millions, hundreds of millions that watch it on television. But as far as the live event, this Super Bowl, I don't know where to start. As of 8 o'clock this morning in New York, there were 10,000 unsold seats.
Wow, how big is the venue?
74,000.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Hotels are 25% empty. They're running 76% occupancy. The pre-Super Bowl events, some of them the last couple of days are just deserted. There's nobody there. I don't think it's the weather. I think a lot of it is New York. New York believes that they're a Super Bowl without a Super Bowl. I mean, they're New York. And without a New York team, the Jets or the Giants involved, most New Yorkers consider this whole thing an inconvenience.
I'm sure they do.
72% of the New Yorkers that were polled say that they wouldn't go to the game if you gave them a ticket. Another problem, and this is a huge problem, is that half of the events are in New Jersey. And half are in the city, so it doesn't make any difference where you're staying, city or Jersey. You want to go to some of these events, well, get ready for an $80 nasty, stinky cab ride that's going to take about 2.5 hours round trip.
Nothing so far sounds fun to me.
No,
it's not. I mean, it's a bust. Oh, and yeah, it's also freezing cold. I mean, it'll warm up by Sunday, but I cannot believe they'll ever have another Super Bowl in New York. Everything I hear is it has been the worst. I know of one thing, though. I'll be at the Super Bowl next year, in the sun, playing a little golf, playing some tennis, in Phoenix, Arizona.
There you go.
There you go, homie. There you go. Anyway.
Nope.
All right, we're going to do this real quick. You can take turns. Only one of you please answer so we can get through these more celebrity predictions. See if you can ferret out who the celebrity picked to win. Mark Cuban.
Cuban, I would say that he picked Denver.
He picked Denver by 3. Jay-Z.
Way to go, Dan. Jay-Z would be Seattle.
Absolutely. Seattle has a home there.
Oh.
Trey Parker of South Park.
Denver.
Seattle.
Oh, that is so obvious. All the South Park characters wear Denver Bronco equipment. Yeah. Born
I don't watch South Park.
Oh, hey, Peon does. Yeah. That's why
I don't
he
watch that
so
show.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Drew Carey.
Ooh, I'll say Broncos.
Seattle.
He owns the soccer team in Seattle.
Oh.
Has a home there, goes all the Seahawks games. It is Seattle, he says, by 6. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Who cares? Not Denver.
Seattle.
Broncos.
Broncos. He lives in Aina Haina, Oahu, Hawaii, and Arroyo, which is a suburb of Denver, Colorado. He was born and raised in Denver. And the offices, Rainn Wilson.
I don't even know who that is.
I'm going with Denver on that.
Don't know. Don't know who it is.
Well, his name is Rainn. He was born and raised in Seattle.
There you go.
Yeah, Rainn. You know who that is? Did you ever watch The Office?
Don't watch it. No.
Oh, what a great show. He says Seattle by 10. Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
And finally. I try to do a good report, Franco.
Yes, you do try.
I try. Super Bowl ratings last 3 years, 45, 46, 47. What was the lowest Super Bowl rating ever, an 18, a 28, or a 38?
I'll go 28.
18.
I'll go 28. I can't imagine it was ever as low as an 18.
The number one, Super Bowl one, did a 21. Super Bowl two did even worse. Green Bay, 33 over Oakland, 14. That pulled an 18.3. The lowest rating was an 18.
Wow.
Keon wins.
Anyway.
No.
All right, fine. Mike Evans, goodbye. See ya.
Keon, you got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple of minutes here. There's a there's a new product for women, as if women don't have enough products to buy. It's breast deodorant. I'm not making this up.
Oh.
For what they're calling swoobs, which are sweaty boobs. Now, I'm assuming...
the underboob.
Yes, the underboob. I'm assuming, because that's like a little underarm. You know, a boob is like an arm, like a kind of a chubby arm.
Yeah, and it's resting on the torso all
and
day.
And that would be where you would sweat under there. I can only guess that has to be what they're talking about. The... Fresh Body, it's called, and it advertises Fresh Breasts deodorant.
Hmm.
I've said this before. If I could just come up with anything for women to buy, just anything, they buy so much stuff. They it says in here the average woman spends $30,000 in a lifetime on facial beauty products. That does not include deodorant or hair removal or moisturizers. Beauty products, lipstick, mascara, whatever, $30,000 a year. That sounds pretty right to me because I figured, okay, $30,000 a year in 60 years, that would be $500 a year. Probably about right, about $500 on. And Peon, I don't know about your wife, but sometimes I look at my wife's vanity top. I don't even know what some of those things are. There's a little pencil for this and a stick for that and a clamp for this and some scissor looking things and some different brushes.
Oh, I don't even know
like
how
a
that
collection
process
of
works.
And then a bunch of little little makeup things that are you take the little cap off and it's packed
creams,
powder and then there's liquid makeup and then there's cream and holy cow, and there must be 20 different creams and moisturizers. What the heck? I'm so glad that I'm not a woman. I don't even. And how do you learn? There's no course that you take to teach you
other
how to
women.
Go buy all that stuff.
Other women.
I guess. It's a big ordeal.
I think when you go buy it, the person shows you how to
use all those makeup counters in the department store.
Counter in Lancome.
Yeah.
And now, have you been in like to a Penny's or they have the standalone stores now, Sephora?
Ooh.
That's like a big makeup thing for women.
Every once in a while, you do, Dan. You're almost a
you
woman.
Love that place?
No, I said women love that place.
No, I think he loves it.
Yeah, I miss that.
Every once
part.
In a while, and I don't often go in department stores, but sometimes I do, and I'll see a woman, and the gal behind the counter is showing her something. And the woman behind the counter is always beautiful, by the way. And I look at the woman who's the customer, and I go, I just want to go, hey, excuse me, but no matter what she sells you, you're not going to look like her. Because the woman that's trying to look better, sometimes I don't think they make enough products to make her look better. But you never see an ugly chick. Do you ever notice that behind those cosmetic counters? Now, isn't that discrimination?
Well,
of course it is, and you should have every right to. Yeah, I've never seen a dog behind the cosmetic counter. They always look like they just came off a magazine cover. But ladies, if you've worried and lost sleep over your breast odor, breast sweat, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Fresh breasts deodorant for boobs is out.
So. Do we have a service that we check for?
Yes, yes, we do. Thank you, Dan. Yeah. A lot of ladies say, "Well, I'm wondering if I have sweaty breasts." Mm-hmm. We can help you with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like
not
stinky
afraid
people,
to get sweat on my hands.
No. No, or my face.
No.
What?
We have to get down close to check. And
a lot of times, it's like those people that stink and they don't smell themselves. You could have breast odor.
Salty.
Well, you could have breast odor and not even know it. we're your friends, and we will tell you no charge. You make an appointment, you come by the station for a breast odor check, and we'll be happy to help you with that. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and say goodbye. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, here's a guy that'll join us, I guess, with checking for smelly breast. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic.
God, I don't know. If you're traveling... Southbound 270 is still pretty heavy now, south of Page, down through Doherty Ferry, and that's all due to an earlier accident that's been cleared. You've got some heavy pockets on westbound 40 now. Starts at about Kings Highway, goes through McCausland, then from 170 out to 270, a little heavy at the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're slowing now east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 55 is all thinned out. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're still slow east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad, all for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John.
It's the Inside Out Show. All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
This week, the Inside Out Show is not on at its normal time. You'll still get great advice from John Shea and Jim McMillan, but at a special time this week due to Missouri Tiger basketball.
My partner John Shea and me are not professional radio people, but John is an excellent home remodeler, and I've been a nurseryman for over 50 years.
It's the Inside Out Show, 5 p.m. on Saturday on KTRS.
Just give us a call. It's interesting. Interesting and fun to listen to.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home are a simply monitored system. Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
It's the Tigers versus the Wildcats.
Pivots behind the back pass, left block. Rosberg for the mash. Hop beats on delivery. Behind the back feed from Clarkson, Rosberg with the slam, Missouri by 16.
This Saturday, the Kentucky Wildcats invade Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tigers. Coverage begins at 11:30. The tip-off is at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in other desert cities. A sharp and fiercely funny Pulitzer Prize finalist play presented by the Repertory Theater at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts February 12th through March 9th. You can win a pair of tickets to see the show on Valentine's Day, plus a $100 dinner gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park in the DeMunn neighborhood.
How?
Register at KTRS.com or text The Rep to 84126, and it could be you and a friend on the perfect Valentine's date, including dinner and the theater, from the Big 550 KTRS. This is Talk Radio San Luis.
You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550 KTRS, where St. Louis comes to talk.
Well, the next time you and I meet, the stinking month of January will be over, thank goodness, on assignment tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It was just heartbreaking to hear that it was on fire.
An exclusive look inside the Forest Park boathouse damaged by fire. The new theory as to what may have caused it. A multi-million dollar verdict for a man who lost his leg in a Jefferson County train accident. Tonight, he's talking only to Fox 2 about the decision and the accident. Missouri lawmakers faced with a decision. Should the high five be the state's official greeting? The St. Louis area lawmaker pushing that idea.
First at 6, a Forest Park landmark sits closed tonight, damaged by fire. Fox 2's Paul Shankman got an exclusive look inside the boathouse today and is live in Forest Park with a look at the damage and a new theory about what caused the fire. Paul?
Yeah, Sandy, you could probably just make out this dark silhouette against the nighttime sky. Oh, there, Jim is shining a flashlight on it so we can see it. That's the boathouse, of course, in the dark tonight because it is closed indefinitely after that fire. But never fear, restoration crews have already been here.